finally, one last question, ladies. Have the band representatives been impacted by the pandemic, and is there limitations to their services?
Yes, we have been impacted by the pandemic. Currently, there is no band representative who is in our office at Social Services, also known as Child and Family Services, here on Six Nations. All of our band representatives are working from home. They've all been provided with mobile phones, their laptops, everything that they need in order to continue to provide and meet the needs of their cases. And we are attending home visits. A lot of them are through teleconference or even through video conferencing. Band representatives will go out to the home if it is a high case priority where we feel that there's a lot going on and that the family might be conflictual with the society or vice versa. And if the report the allegations are very concerning to that of the child, we will attend those home visits, but we do go out in equipment with our personal protection equipment, so your band rep will be wearing a mask as well as gloves as well as their ID tag. Unfortunately, we don't have gowns or face masks, but we do maintain the social distancing during that time, and we continue to act when it does come to court. The courts have also been closed down during this pandemic, and the only cases that are being heard in court right now are things for apprehensions. Everything else has been set aside and being adjourned. So I know that there's a lot of parents out there who are anxiously awaiting the court process to be completed so the children can be returned. I just do encourage that you do remain to be patient. We do foresee this coming to an end soon, and we will be gradually getting back into life somewhat the way that we used to function prior toward COVID-19.
Yes, indeed. Let's keep our fingers crossed. So before we wrap things up, ladies, I would like to give all of you the opportunity to send out and share your contact info with our listeners. Regarding intake services over at Ganopo Shawmari, how does one reach you to do an intake?
Our phone number is 519-445-4324, and there is someone available 24/7 because we do have our intake workers here at the building Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. As well as after hours, our shelter staff step in and provide intake. And if for some reason they don't have access to a phone, even if they just show up at the doors, we can provide that intake as well.
Excellent. Thank you. And for Oakwood, Denny Dow?
Okay. They can call our office, which is 509-445-6. 1864.
Got it.
I'm not good with numbers, and I never called there myself, right?
No, that's like me with my cell phone number. I have to look it up every time.
That's for sure.
I very rarely call myself.
Yeah. So they can make, as we said, make a call 24 hours a day. We are open. Our main office is open from 8:30 till 4:30. Then we have an on-call service that is from 4:30 till 8:30 in the morning, and you'll be able to speak to a worker. And they will make the determination if they need to go out on a call. Sometimes, if they do have to go on a call, they will include the police with them. In the evening, if it's very late in the evening, you may have two workers coming out just for precautions. And I just want to say that we've just recently had our staff come back to work because we need to have eyes on children in their families, and we were working at home, but it was time to see the little ones with their families now. And possibly towards the end of June, we'll start allowing families to have their access visits, which have been put on hold due to COVID. And we've been accessing through phone calls and video visits with their parents. And we certainly work well with the band reps and Grenakasha in having some case reviews. And I think really have a good collaborative relationship with both services.
Excellent.
And with that too, Al, just a heads up for next week, in collaboration with our other organizations as well, we're putting out a call for art to sort of dress our walls at Oakwood Denny Dow. And this would be images of family and what that looks like to our little minds in the community. So we'll see more for that next week.
Excellent. Yeah, we see some of that in the news every now and again. That's good. It's a good way to keep the kids occupied, too. I know a lot of parents are probably tired of hearing, I'm bored.
Yes.
I never thought that the kids would ever get bored playing video games, but they are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, just one last thing, ladies. How does a community member going about getting a band representation if they should need assistance?
Thank you for asking that question, Al.
Not many people know.
No, they don't. They can call Six Nations Child and Family Services at 519-445-0230. And they can also reach me by email, kmiller@sixnations.ca. And unfortunately, I also do need to let it be known that the Six Nations band representatives do not run 24/7 like other services. Right now, we currently only have four band representatives, myself, as well as a legal in-house counsel. So with managing cases that are here in Southern Ontario, in Canada, as well as Western New York, it makes it very challenging for us always to be present. So we will ask parents to have a support person there. If a band rep cannot attend a home visit, you are entitled to that right. A worker should not be telling you that they can't do a home visit all because a band rep is there and you might rather have your parent there instead. But your support person does need to be respectful and just make sure that they're documenting whatever it is that make sure that they are documenting what is being said in that home visit, and it has to be factual information. It cannot be written as a summary. And other than that, we do get our voicemails, and we also do check our emails regularly.
Excellent.
And then to go back to what Mari was speaking about in terms of this particular time with isolation, we just really, really remind families that, you know, it's okay to ask for help when they need that help, whether that's through Gunukwasha band representatives and Oakwood Denny Dow.
And if I may, I want to also stress that the band representatives, they are a neutral party. We do not pick sides when it comes to the family or CAS, but our main interest is in the best interest of the child. So when it does come to having a band rep, it is important that the adults remember that the band representative is there for the child, but we do offer support services and resources to the parents and other adults in the home so that they can get on their way with their healing.
Good stuff. Indeed. Well, thank you all, ladies. Mari, Carol, Julia, Kimberly, and Melissa, for all of you taking the time out to come and see us today. Stay safe and have a healthy and joyous weekend.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Any comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZFM.
Thanks, Randy Urumia. I told the money 100.3 CKRZ FM radio. Oka.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.